Les verbes pronominaux. We have seen two categories of verbs in le passé composé up to this point. Number one, the majority of verbs are used with avoir, and the participle only agrees in gender and number if a direct object comes before the verb. We are not dealing with this in detail in this book. Number two, Mrs. P. van der Tremp, doctor, verbs are used with être, and the participle must agree in gender and number. There is another category of verbs which we will now focus on, les verbes pronominaux, verbs that begin with se in the infinitive form. These verbs also take être in the passé composé, and the participle must agree in gender and number. Les verbes pronominaux réfléchis, daily routine, are the main set of verbs we are focusing on this chapter that have a reflexive pronoun with them. These verbs are used when a subject and an object are the same, that is, a person does something to themselves, such as shave or take a bath. These verbs are found in the dictionary with se and have the concept of to oneself. Se raser, to shave oneself. S'habiller, to dress oneself. Se brosser, to brush oneself. Les cheveux, hair. Les dents, teeth. Se baigner, to bathe oneself. Se laver, to wash oneself. Se maquiller, to put makeup on oneself. Les verbes pronominaux subjectifs change meaning when they are used with the reflexive pronoun as opposed to when they are used alone. These verbs can also be found in the dictionary starting with se. It is important to note that the actual meaning of the verb changes when the pronoun accompanies it. S'amuser, to have fun. Amuser, to amuse. S'appeler, to be named. Appeler, to call. S'entendre, to get along. Entendre, to hear. Les verbes pronominaux réciproques take a reflexive pronoun to indicate two or more subjects involved in doing an action to each other, such as looking at each other or talking to each other. Because not all of the actions have to be reciprocal, love versus love each other, some of these verbs are found in the dictionary as standalone verbs. The reflexive pronoun is added to make the action reciprocal. S'embrasser, to kiss one another. S'aimer, to love one another. Se téléphoner, téléphoner à quelqu'un, to call each other. Se disputer, to argue with one another. S'entendre, to get along with one another. Mal, to get along poorly with each other. Bien, to get along well with each other. Se détester, to hate one another. S'envoyer des textos, to send texts back and forth.